Andrea Hayes, the ICRC deputy head of delegation in South Sudan, says vicious cycle of violence due to intercommunal disputes and cattle raids has left many people with gunshot injuries.
A quarter of the patients treated with gunshot wounds in these two units are women and children. The continuous influx of weapon-wounded cases due to the armed hostilities and violence keeps the two surgical teams ICRC has in the country fully occupied in Juba and in Akobo.
Hayes spoke at the opening ceremony of a new theater at Juba's military hospital. She says ICRC Surgical conducted many operations last year at the military hospital.
It is noteworthy that in 2022 alone, the ICRC surgical team at the JMH performed 137 surgeries in total on 257 admitted patients.
ICRC says it is equipping its facilities across the country to respond to gunshot-related incidences. He says the new modern operating theater at the Juba Military Hospital, which is run by the ICRC, will save patients from gunshot-related injuries, including those fleeing violence in Sudan.
The new OT also aims to ensure the continuity of coherent surgical care provision and to strengthen the surgical capacity building of the local staff. It has also the potential to address the needs of wounded patients entering the country from Sudan due to the ongoing armed conflict there, if needed.
Aktam El-Farnawani is a senior anesthesiologist at Juba Military Hospital. He says most of the cases recorded last year were from the Equatorial region.
I have to say there are weeks where we can be receiving maybe one or two cases or three cases per week. Some weeks we might be receiving 15 or 20 cases. Last year there was a week where we had a mass influx of maybe 40 cases where flew from by a flight from Equatoria to here, from Kimutong to our OT. So the flow of cases is quite variable.
May 8th is the World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. It is a time to celebrate the spirit of humanitarianism and recognize the individuals who make a difference in their communities. This year's theme is Everything We Do Comes From the Heart. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.